From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The chief rival to Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai in that country's upcoming runoff election, former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah, is widely expected to pull out of the race, although he will not make an official announcement until tomorrow, and he's said to be keeping his options open. Secretary of State Clinton insists that if he does withdraw, it will not affect the legitimacy of the election. The Secretary of State met separately with Israeli and Palestinian leaders today to discuss the thorny issue of Jewish settlement construction in the West Bank. Clinton is urging the Palestinians not to demand a settlement freeze as a precondition to talks with Israel. The BBC's Kim Gaddis is traveling with Clinton.
She held talks first with the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Abu Dhabi and then came to Jerusalem to meet Israeli officials here. Her visit comes after several weeks of political turmoil. Mrs. Clinton was probably not looking for a breakthrough, but she did want to make sure that the process keeps moving forward, even at a snail's pace, instead of sliding backwards. But there is no sign for now that either the Palestinians or the Israelis are ready to compromise on their positions.
The BBC's Kim Gaddis in Jerusalem. Workers at Ford Motor Company have overwhelmingly rejected contract changes that would have allowed the company to make more moves to reduce its labor costs. Union leaders had supported the proposed changes, which included freezing the pay of newly hired workers and barring the UAW from striking over pay or benefits until 2015. Ford said it needed those changes to equalize some of the advantages realized by General Motors and Chrysler when, on the brink of bankruptcy, they got concessions from the union. Searchers are still looking for any survivors from the mid-air collision of a Coast Guard plane and a Marine helicopter off the Southern California coast on Thursday night. 9 crew members are missing. So far, there's been no sign of them. Shirley Jihad of member station KPCC has more.
Rescuers have found debris in the ocean from both the Coast Guard plane and the Marine chopper, but no sign of any victims. Rescuers in Coast Guard cutters, Navy ships, and helicopters have been searching the sea 50 miles from the San Diego coastline. Investigators also are trying to determine what led to the Coast Guard C-130 and Marine Corps Super Cobra to collide in mid-air Thursday night. 4 Marine Corps choppers were flying in formation carrying troops for a training mission. The Coast Guard plane was based in Sacramento and was searching for a boater lost at sea. 7 crew members were on board. 2 Marine pilots were in the helicopter. The wreck happened in airspace not controlled by the FAA. For NPR News, I'm Shirley Jihad in Los Angeles.
Philadelphia's transit workers agreed to put off a strike deadline and not walk off the job during the World Series. The deal came just hours before the Phillies were scheduled to host the New York Yankees in Game 3, but that game is in a rain delay. This is NPR News. The federal government has now made it official. Unless Congress takes action, doctors who treat Medicare patients will see their payments cut by more than 21% starting in January. NPR's Julie Rovner has the story.
The cuts are the unintended result of a formula created more than a decade ago, but Congress has so far proved unable to pass a permanent fix because it would blow a nearly $250 billion hole in the federal deficit over the next decade. Senate Democrats tried to bring up a bill to address the problem earlier this month, but it failed to reach the floor because it wasn't paid for. The House is expected to try to pass a similar bill as soon as next week. It won't be paid for either, but it will be combined with another bill that would write into law the rule that all future bills that would add to the deficit would have to be paid for. The Senate has so far been cool to that second bill, but lawmakers are close to unanimous that they don't want to let a 21% pay cut for doctors take effect. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The sound of a skeleton band playing on the north lawn of the White House this evening as President and Mrs. Obama and their daughters hosted a Halloween gathering for hundreds of local school children. The president did not wear a costume, but the first lady did. She was decked out in a leopard print sweater and cat ears. Mr. Obama told the kids they were adorable.
As is, by the way, my wife. A very nice-looking cat woman.
Each trick-or-treater was given a bag of goodies that included butter cookies made by the White House pastry chef, a mix of dried fruit, including pears, apricots, and cherries, and special M&Ms stamped with the president's signature. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。